It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 24. We're going to begin reading with the 13th verse. So please, that you'd open your Bibles to Matthew 24, verse 13, and we'll begin reading there. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. And our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. I'd love for you to visit the site. There's a place for you to make comments if you'd like. There's a place for you to see our Constitution, the plan of salvation, and many studies are there for you to come to know the Lord Jesus and to grow in the Lord Jesus as well. And if you'd like to email us, it'd be at parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will be just fine. Now let's begin this precious study, Matthew chapter 24, beginning to read with the 13th verse, Matthew 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Let them which be in Judah flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, which as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. We're going to stop there with that 26th verse and the precious reading of God's Word. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity today to come and to enjoy this study. I just ask, Father, that you will guide and lead us each and every day, Father, through your precious Word. Such a joy to study it. Show us, Father, what's to come, because that's what this is talking about. This is talking about a time, the tribulation period, when the saints are gone. We have been raptured, and so please, Father, help us to see it and help us to understand it and help us to share that precious Word with those that do not see a need for your salvation. I pray that they do today, that they see that need, that they will come to you and they will fall upon their knees and upon their face and say, please, Lord, forgive me, set me free. Give me that free gift of salvation that you offer. So please, guide and lead us today through this study now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a joy to study the Scripture and to look day by day through the precious Word, and we need to see that we understand, because the gospel means good news. God in His Word mentions four forms of the gospel, and we're going to look at those. The first one is the gospel of grace, and the gospel of grace of God, and It is the good news that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and that he died for the whole world, but death could not hold him. He was raised from the dead. We've read those verses of Scripture. The gospel is given today. There is other description of it, the gospel of God, the gospel of Christ, and this all leads to the gospel of grace that our Lord has told us. And so we know that this grace comes by faith, and faith cometh by hearing, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And we had read that last time we were together. And we had gotten to the place where we were reading Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through 14, and that's where we run out of time last time we were together. So this gospel brings salvation to us. It teaches us how to live as well. And so let's read. Let's begin there now, back in Titus. And you'll find 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and then you'll come to Titus. And when you come to Titus, why, that is where we're going to begin this reading today. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. It begins, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." What a wonderful verse of Scripture. Looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It tells us what to do, how to live, and this is the grace of God that bringeth salvation. And it bringeth to all men. That doesn't mean all men have it. All people do not have that precious gift, and it is not because God has not offered it. God offers it to all. It's up to you to say yes. It's up to you to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. This is the message that we should preach today. But one day the dispensation of grace will close when the church is complete and the church will be caught up in the air. And when I say the church, I don't mean a certain denomination. I don't mean everyone that is attending church. Church here is the body of believers, those that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. They have acknowledged, because the Holy Spirit has shown them, they have acknowledged their sin. They acknowledge there is only one way, and that is by faith in Jesus, not in any works, none. No baptism, no works after you said a prayer, not giving to a certain church, not attending a certain church. It is your relationship, personal relationship, between you and your God. And that comes through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But you have to recognize that, and that is a day you will never, ever forget. The day that you meet Jesus. The day that you meet him and accept him as your Savior by faith and faith alone. Jesus is everything. Jesus has spoken this world into existence. He has come to earth, put on a body of a man, and has drawn you to him by the Holy Spirit, the Comforter that has come. And it's up to you now to say yes and accept it. And that is a day you will never, ever forget. And so please, that you have chosen Jesus, because the alternative is to go into the tribulation period or to die first and to face the fires of hell, the place of torment for eternity. That's your choice. Now, please, that you would accept it and not be caught up in your religion, not be caught up in your church, but be caught up in Jesus. Jesus is the only one that holds and possesses the truth. He has given us the truth, and for you to attain the truth and enjoy the truth, you must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. So the first was and is today the gospel of grace. We're in the dispensation of grace. Now, there's another, and the next one here is the everlasting gospel. Let's go to Revelation chapter 14. This all involves the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is different times. Revelation chapter 14. Verse 6 and 7. Revelation 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly into the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. This everlasting gospel is to be preached to the people on the earth at the end of the tribulation period, that great tribulation. And it is immediately, it's just preceding, it's right before the judgment of the nations. The burden of the everlasting gospel is judgment, not redemption. Yes, it involves the Lord Jesus, but the Lord Jesus proclaims this, and this everlasting gospel is spoken, and it is preached to the people again on the earth at the end of the great tribulation, immediately before judgment is coming. Again, the burden of the everlasting gospel is judgment, not redemption. But even this message of judgment will be good news to the earth dwellers at that time. And I'm saying the earth dwellers, I'm saying those that have trusted in Jesus. Because when they hear that, they know the end has come. And redemption will soon find their way. They will have gone through 7 years of hell on earth, and the worst being the last 3.5 years with the reign of the Antichrist. Now we're going to go to Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 and 22. We've already read those, but we're going to read them again. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. For those days will be shortened. I believe that this message is to Israel, a message that judgment is about to come upon the Antichrist, all of his helpers, all of his followers, and this is right before that they will be annihilated. They at this time, the devil is pouring out everything that he can do to annihilate the elect of God, anything of God or present. But it's going to be the other way around. because at this time the helpers and the Antichrist will be eliminated. But the pressure at the end of the tribulation period will be so great, it'll be unbelievable to put down, to eliminate, to annihilate the elect of God. Those that were saved during the tribulation, those that heard the gospel during the tribulation but had not heard the gospel before. Because I believe that if you hear the gospel now and Jesus comes and takes his church away, but you choose not to trust in him, that you will walk into the tribulation period and you will not be able to be saved. We're going to cover that a little bit later. So, the everlasting gospel is different than the gospel of grace, because it is a proclamation that judgment is here. It's not redemption. The next is a reference of my gospel. Romans chapter 2, verse 16. Romans chapter 2, verse 16. And as I told you, this is a time. And so the gospel here in Romans chapter 2, verse 16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. To my gospel. This is the gospel in its fullness. The clear truth set forth in all the epistles. Let's go to Galatians. Ephesians, Philippians. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Galatians chapter 1. Verse 6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. The eighth verse, but though we or an angel from heaven preach another gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. We have the great and the grave responsibility to stay true to my gospel, as Paul says. Preaches it here. My gospel, the perfect gospel. Please do not be deceived. Today is the day to proclaim that truth. That truth is not proclaimed. That truth has been set aside. That truth has been added to. Yes, you say the words, but then you must be baptized to truly be saved. That is a lie. That is a lie. And if some folks would convince you that once you truly come by faith to the Lord Jesus, then somehow you could lose it, that is a lie. Because when you come by faith, and faith alone, you are claiming Jesus to be your Savior, and you have no other thought of works or of something that you need to do to attain that. It's Jesus and Jesus alone, because he went to the cross. He shed his blood for you. He has bought and paid for you. He has risen from the dead. He is the creator of all the world and the savior of all the world. But you need to accept that gift, and that gift of faith, that gift of grace, that need to trust in him and him alone. If you brought anything else into it, anything else, then it's not by faith. It's by works. Please stay true, as Paul called it, my gospel. My gospel. Now, we also have the fourth one, and that is the gospel of the kingdom. Now, we have many verses of Scripture concerning this, and this is something that, if we go back to 2 Samuel, chapter 7, you got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, then 1 Samuel, and then, of course, 2 Samuel. Hope you know the books of the Bible. It's always easy to be able to reference them and find them. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. David speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he is going to set his kingdom here. Now, it was also a message that John the Baptist gave. And so if you'll go all the way back now to back into Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judah, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. There was a time, and they were speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ coming. Look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. See, Jesus was here. Jesus had come. The Savior was here. And yes, he needed to die on the cross to take our sins away. But he had come. And they declared it the gospel of the kingdom, because he was coming to seek and to save those that are lost. But he was present. Now, David, back in 2 Samuel, he was talking about not only the Lord Jesus being here, John the Baptist was talking about the Lord Jesus coming, but the kingdom that's going to be set up is something that'll come after the tribulation period. And so let's look now at Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. And you see, this was preached to the nation of Israel. Matthew chapter 10, verse 23. 10:23. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. I'm 4:23. I read that. And we're talking about the coming of him and the seeing here. But I'm in chapter 10, verse 5 and 7. There we go. I jumped over a verse of scripture that we had prior back in the fourth chapter. That's where I was reading. I apologize. Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 7. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus was here. The kingdom is here. The reign is here. What a joy it is to see the King of Kings is present. But we know that that kingdom has not been set up. Now we got one more time here back in Matthew. I'm sorry, Luke. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Luke 10, verse beginning with verse 1. "After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face unto every city and place, whether he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers unto his harvest. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall return to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the labor is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as ye are set before you. Heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. The kingdom of God has come." They are preaching the presence of the Lord Jesus. But the Jews rejected the kingdom, and it was set aside till God appoints the time. The gospel of grace is what we have now. The gospel will not be preached to every tribe during this time. There are multitudes of people that have not heard the truth, the gospel. It's our job to send it out, to give it out, but there are multitudes that have not heard. However, everything is finished. Jesus has come, and he will take us home. In other words, everything prior to the rapture of the church is done. People have the thought by reading the scripture, and we're going to cover that next time, that every ear will hear the gospel prior to the tribulation period, prior to the rapture of the church, prior to the end of the gospel of grace. But that is not true. So we have today my gospel, and we have the gospel of grace. And it is a joy to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in him. Please, that you do not wait for and enter into that tribulation period, that you would have the everlasting gospel, because that will be preached to those that are saved during the tribulation, a time of rejoicing, because they know it's coming to an end. But for you that reject the gospel, it'll be a horrible time. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?